Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to run through a list of some recent updates, changes, and new features on Instagram so that you can be in the know and aware of things that might be changing or affecting your business if you use Instagram. And before we get into this episode and I share any of these new updates, just know that just like any new update on Instagram, just because it's officially announced or officially being rolled out, it doesn't mean that everyone instantaneously has access to it. It can take days, weeks, months, or even years for every single Instagram user to get access to every single feature. The reason for this, without spending too much time on this subject, is basically there's over a billion users on Instagram. And we're all on a wide variety of devices. I mean, think about iPhones alone. There's like 7 different iPhones that are capable of running the latest Instagram software. So that's 7 iPhones. There's about 700 different Android devices. Instagram can also run on tablets and computers. So essentially, the software engineers, the coders, the people who design Instagram, they have to make these features available and work properly on every single one of these different devices. That's a big challenge and it takes time. Not to mention, we're all in different countries, we're all around the world, different time zones, different languages. There's just a lot of hoops to jump through. So give Instagram software engineers some slack when it comes to getting new features. And also know that there is no way for you to speed up the process of getting a new feature. If you don't have access to a feature as of yet, all you can do is make sure that your app and phone are up to date and then just sit and wait. There's no special way to bribe. There's no special way to unlock any of these features. You just have to sit back and wait patiently for them to be available for you. All right, let's go through some of these features. First of all, the one that you are probably most aware of because this is about a month old is 90-second reels. 90-second reels. Your reels can now be up to a minute and a half long. Does that mean they need to be? No, they can be 3 seconds long. They can be 5 seconds long, but you can now record up to a minute and a half for your Instagram reels. The next is something called reactive audio. This is a feature that I don't think anyone was asking for, but Instagram decided to give it to us. And essentially what it is that when this feature is enabled, you will be able to move your head or your limbs, like your arms, your feet in certain ways. And Instagram will add sound effects as you move. So the audio reacts to what your body is doing. Kind of weird. No one asked for that, but I thought I should let you know. Another feature that Instagram recently added regarding audios is the ability to add sound effects. So you can now add sound effects to your reels after recording. Another, this is now the third new feature that's relating to your reels audios, is you can import reels audios. You can import any sound or song from any video in your camera roll into Instagram. That's essentially how it works. You have to have the audio playing in the background of an existing video in your camera roll. And then you open Instagram, you open the Reels camera, you open the audio tab, and then you tap import, and you can import any audio that's playing in the background of a video already on your camera roll. So that's a way that you could import a soundbite from a movie, a quote from a TV show, or a song that isn't already on Instagram. Another new feature on Instagram is NFT sharing. We have an entire episode of Build Your Tribe that we've done in the past about NFTs, so I would highly recommend listening to that. But essentially, now you are going to be able to share what NFTs you own or that you are selling on Instagram. In the future, they hope to build an entire NFT marketplace where you can buy, sell, and trade NFTs right on Instagram. But as of now, it's more of like a digital showroom where you can show off what you have purchased in the past. Another new feature for Reels specifically on Instagram is called Reels Grooves. Reels Grooves is going to be the ability to automatically sync your videos to a certain audio. So let's say there's a song that's like dun 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 dun. Well, then you could pop in 3 videos from your camera roll, and it will automatically cut those videos together right on the beat of the song. And it works for pretty much any song once this feature is enabled. And it's going to be pretty cool, very fast way for you to add videos that you've already taken to a trending song and make them sync up to the beat. Another new feature for Reels specifically is called Reels Templates. This one is going to allow you to create videos with the same pacing or editing style as someone else's video. So let's say someone made a reel where the first video is 1 second long, the second video in the reel is 2.2 seconds long, and then the third video of the reel is 0.6 seconds long. Well, with Reels Templates, you'll be able to tap Use Template, and then automatically Instagram will cut your 3 videos to be the same length as the other person who previously made that reel whose template you are using. Another new feature on Instagram is the Creator Marketplace. This is an entire new hub or section within Instagram where you are going to be able to, as the creator, search out brands who are seeking partnerships, collaborations, and sponsorships. And then you are able to advertise that you are on the lookout for partnerships, collaborations, and sponsorships as well. So basically, it's a way to get connected with brands who are going to pay you for the content that you are sharing. And you are also going to be able to message them and communicate with them and just kind of interact with them right in the Creator Marketplace. Another new feature, and this one isn't official yet, but I've seen it being tested on a handful of accounts, and this is multiple links in the bio. So a lot of people are familiar with Linktree or Milkshake or Link in Bio. There's a few different companies that offer this, and if you're one of those companies and you're listening right now, it might be time to get a little bit nervous because Instagram is getting real serious about giving people the option to put multiple links in their bio. It's going to be really interesting when that's available because, of course, then you don't have to change out the link with every single new product you're offering. You can just have all of those links in your bio at once. Another new feature that Instagram recently rolled out is updates to subscriptions on Instagram. We did an entire episode of Build Your Tribe in the past about Instagram subscriptions, but the 3 new features that Instagram released specifically for subscriptions is 1, subscriber-only feed posts. So now if you have subscribers, if you offer subscriptions on your Instagram, you can make feed posts, including reels, to only your subscribers. So only those select people who subscribe to your account can see those posts and comment them and engage with them. The next new subscriber feature, which kind of goes hand in hand with the one I just talked about, is a special section of your profile that's going to be dedicated just for subscribers. Essentially, you know, when you look at someone's profile and there are multiple tabs, there's like the main home feed tab, and then there's the tab that has just reels, and then there's the tab on the far right that shows all of the posts where they've been tagged in. There's going to be a new tab just for the subscriber-only feed posts. And then the 3rd new feature that they rolled out for subscriptions is subscriber only chats. This is going to be just like a normal group chat on Instagram, but this one can only have members who are subscribers to your account. And the final new feature that Instagram has announced that's going to be coming to the platform soon is the searchable map. This is going to be super important, super beneficial, especially if you are someone with a physical location business. You know, if you are a boutique owner, a nail salon, a tattoo parlor, a barber shop, something like that, if you have a physical location business, a restaurant, you know, those kinds of businesses are now going to be able to be so much easier than before searched for and discovered on Instagram. You'll be able to grow your business and your customer base using this interactive map. And this is huge because according to a recent study done, over 50% of people in Gen Z prefer searching on TikTok and Instagram than Google. They're using those apps, they're using the social networks, Instagram and TikTok, to search for things and find things and learn things rather than using Google. That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. And I know you might think Gen Z is just a bunch of teenagers, but the older generations aren't that far off in terms of those percentages. And a lot of Gen Zers are now my age. Depending on where you draw the line, I could technically be someone who is Gen Z. So it's something to think about, something to consider, and something to be excited about because this new interactive map is going to allow those people, allow everyone, honestly, to search for and find businesses so much easier on Instagram. I hope you enjoyed this quick episode. I hope you learned something new. I hope there was a feature that you discovered today. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Tribe, because I'm sure we will do episodes in the near future explaining in depth what some of these features are and how to use them to help grow your business, grow your following, and build your tribe. And as always, thanks for listening and happy networking.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.